12. And that I can confidently say will never happen again in our lifetime. So, what should we take as all this extraordinary historic once-in-a-lifetime day? Being alternate neurologist, there's such a thing joins me now. How significant is it, Jane? Good morning.
Hello. 12, 12, 12. Yeah, 12 is a very significant number in terms of numerology. It represents the Trinity. You've got the 1, which is masculine, the 2, which is feminine, the 3 is all about bringing joy into people's lives, and 2 sets of 12. You know, that it's a very great day for communication, for cooperative ventures, getting married, etc. The actual mission for the day is an 11, which is about master energy coming through. It's about, if you think of the 11, it's a channel. It's a channel of special awareness. It's new wisdoms coming through on the 2 of emotion. So there might be quite a lot of emotion. You might hear yourself say things and think, well, where did that come from? But there could be lots of emotion, and the double 3s are a 6, which is a great sense of responsibility towards other people as well. And another aspect to the 12 is very much seeing things from other people's point of view.
But listen, if we're not getting married, it's a bit late to fix it in a little over. Rush out and buy lottery tickets. But what should we do tomorrow?
No, it's a great day for communication and a great day for, you know, cooperating with others and possibly thinking in new ways.
Okay. Some religions, lastly, well, not necessarily religions, some beliefs, yes, well, it's going to come to an end.
Oh yeah, I mean, the 21st of December is a very auspicious date. That's the end of the Mayan calendar. And a lot of people regard the 22nd of December as, you know, the end of the world, etc. But a lot of people regard it as a completely fresh new beginning, the beginning of a whole new age for humanity. And I feel very positive about that. There's a whole shift in consciousness going on.
Okay.